a-roving we did go, back a couple of years or so, for to sing the pubs along the northwest side. With a bag of Irish songs from O'Reilly sing-alongs, we were brimming with Chicago Irish pride.
On guitar with Brother Paul, Tom would whistle for us all, John would twiddle the bass fiddle with a bow, and amid the smoke and noise, I would sing my Danny Boys. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so.
So call us rogues, call us rogues, call us rascals, call us bringers of good cheer. Won't you call us up and hire us if you think that you'll desire us, and we'll sing the sweetest song you'll ever hear.
Now folks would look up from their chairs like we'd hovered in from Mars. We'd been told the Irish wanted something new, but the room would get the antsies if we didn't do the Clancy's. So the only thing to try was tried and true. Now some would challenge us with scorn.
You don't do the unicorn.
We would answer, do you think we have no pride?
Wait a minute. Rogues, rogues. This is an Irish pub. Irish things on the wall. Irish band, supposedly. You don't play the unicorn?
Do you think we have no pride?
What if I write the unicorn on a $10 bill? Send it up to the stage.
There were green alligators and long neck geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, as sure as you're born. It's gonna cost you 10 to hear the unicorn.
10,000, maybe.
Now others thought they should have canned us when they heard the name Amandus.
Because my brother and I are Greek, actually, on my father's side. Comes in handy at the Irish pubs. We finish playing music, we can work the kitchen.
But we're Irish on our sainted mother's side. So call us rogues, call us rogues, call us rascals. Call us rascals, call us rogues. While the owners might admire us, even though we're not all Irish, the regulars prefer a band with brogues.
It's true. Now this is what we'd hear as we were being fired by the manager of the pub. Brogues, you bring in a family crowd, never boisterous, never loud, and you give our humble pub a touch of class. But it bleeds my ulcer surely when your crowd it thins out early, cause they actually get up and go to mass. Now you know the management backs you 2,000%, but the fact is our accountant says you're through, cause the clientele we're losing, they're the folks that do the boozing. May the roads rise up to meet you and adieu.
So call us rogues, call us rogues, call us rascals. Call us anything you think, just don't call us up and hire us, cause you'll only have to fire us when you find out that our fan club doesn't drink.
It's true, folks. We thought maybe we could make a living playing AA meetings, but they told us we had to be alcoholics first.
So we left the pubs behind us,
and they haven't tried to find us.
I'm not sure if they came looking, we'd be found.
And no doubt they find their liquor sells itself a little quicker.
Now we haven't got the ropes to kick around.
But sometimes when work gets slack, we all think of going back to the land of Guinness Stout and Irish Stew. Always after me Lucky Charms.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
Still I wonder how they greet us, since our banjo player's Swedish.
And the Irish fiddle player is a Jew.
Thank you.
you call us up and hire us if you think that you'll desire us, and we'll sing the sweetest song you'll ever hear.
One more time.
So call us rogues, call us rogues, call us rascals, call us bringers of good cheer. Won't you call us up and hire us if you think that you'll desire us, and we'll sing the sweetest song you'll ever hear.
Won't you call us up and hire us if you think that you'll desire us, and we'll sing the sweetest song you'll ever hear.